The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue hosts Ohio on Friday night, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions.
Okay, well, we're excited to get home for our first home game under the lights on a Friday night. I know our players are looking forward to it, and we play a very talented MAC football team that's very fundamentally sound and well-coached and tough and disciplined and never beats themselves. You're going to have to earn it and find a way to beat them, and they play extremely hard. So it'll be a good matchup for us. Our players will be tested, and we'll have to come ready to play and play a very physical, tough football game to win.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open the call for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Stacey Clarity with Golden Black.
Hey, Jeff. I saw you guys showed the guys the new helmets last night, and I know you've said you're kind of not into the uniforms and those kind of things, but how did you go about deciding to add the helmet, and what did you think about their response?
Well, they were fired up. I think that, as you know, players and recruits want to look their best when they take the field, and kind of chrome is the new thing that's in and has been for a couple years, so to get our own version of it, I think it's a good look that our players will enjoy, and hopefully it'll look good on TV.
What do you think of it?
Well, I actually do think it looks good. You know, I like our traditional uniforms. I'm not real picky, as you know, but I think it looks sharp. I think it's got a good glow to it, and it sports our colors, and I think our players will like it, and hopefully the fans will.
Have you made a decision yet on who's going to be your starting quarterback on Friday?
No, we haven't made the final decision. I mean, I would anticipate multiple guys playing once again. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully, you know, each one of our quarterbacks getting better and executing and raising their level of play. And I think both of them will work hard this week to try to be the guy.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Teddy Greenstein with the Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Jeff, I was reading about that you attempted a field goal with that short snap. Tell me about that, how it can work. I assume you've tried it many times in practice.
Actually, you know what? The field goal got blocked. There was some uncertainty with the offensive line. We had the clock running down, and they didn't restart it to the last minute. And the ball was actually snapped before our offensive line was ready because they finally reset the clock, but our kicker did not know that they reset at the last minute. So it was kind of a little bit of confusion that cost us because both of our field goal kickers have been doing an outstanding job. They have a great leg, and I'm sure if we would have been all on the same page, we would have made the kick.
I got it. So was it supposed to be the regular length kick from the line of scrimmage, the snap?
Yes, it was. And the referees, there was some confusion. They had to reset the clock. We didn't see it, so the clock was running down, or at least our kicker did not. So because of that, it caused confusion, and it didn't work.
Got it. Thanks for the word.
Yep.
Your next question is from the line of Mike Carmen with Lafayette Journal.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Yes. When you look at the running back position this week, which one of your running backs maybe is more capable of making up for Markell's absence and looking at a complete game that you were hoping to get out of Markell last week?
Well, I thought Markell had practiced well. He kind of was going into the game our number one back that probably was going to get the most of the playing time, and unfortunately he got an injury. But, you know what, I feel good about the others. I think Tario and DJ Knox are two guys that will get a bulk of the load. I think we have to get Langford Johnson involved more, and I think Richie is a guy that can play multiple roles, whether he hands the – we hand the ball off to him, whether he's a lead blocker. He was outstanding on special teams, and he's really a great teammate. So, you know, I think it'll be who's got the hot hand a little bit. And, you know, in the last game, we weren't able to get a whole lot going other than breaking a few runs here and there. So we've got to get that going a little bit this week.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you, guys.